Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. It's got geeky programming for all nerds across multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop, and Nerd Destination. I do not understand. They sell comedians? Is that what they sell at comic shop? Or whatever. And with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. In old country, podcasts support you. It was kind of nice.
Previously on Derpy Show.
I'll take care of the girls.
You said Chibi Ursa.
You need help taking care of those girls?
He can help you with the taking care of them.
Not in a creepy way.
Oh.
Derpy Show.
This guy.
This guy right here,
Colin.
Colin?
Colin, no.
Wild and crazy guys.
Go ahead, Colin.
It's a topical. Up-to-date reference.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for that. Straight out of 1979. I appreciate it.
Derpy Show.
So I contact my spirit guide.
Your spirit guide.
Spirit guide.
Spirit guide.
Where? Manifest this ectoplasm.
Where's Netherbore when you need it?
Did somebody call for Netherbore?
God damn it. We didn't, but you showed up anyway.
Oh, Netherbore. It's been so long. I haven't been to many of my seances.
Derpy Show.
I'm sliding.
You're twitchy.
I just downed the damn energy.
Why?
Get off my dick! Get off my dick and calm your mammary glands!
Can I get that as a ringtone?
Yes.
Derpy Show.
If we were to go, like, you know, full weeaboo here, ninjas are like sorcerers.
Oh, God. Never go full weeaboo.
Never
Neo
go.
Faust.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I assume you said. I mean, sorry.
Oh, God. It's happening.
Sumima said. Sumima. Bow, bow, bow.
Arigato gozaimasu.
We need to get a hamburger in him now.
I need American desu.
Shh. Swallow the french fries. Follow the french fries. Become American again.
Oh.
Quick. Have this
dip
coffee.
Dip it in lard.
I need a hot pocket Mountain Dew stat.
Derpy Show.
Why isn't anybody twisting me off over here?
Okay. There's an upcharge for that.
What do you think the upcharge is for twisting me off a little bit?
Derpy Show.
Save tonight.
No.
And fight and bring up down.
We did that song! We did it before!
Take
the first season, we did it!
Eagle Eye Joe.
Alright, so glass.
This is a throwback episode.
Like Mountain Dew.
Show. I'm Boar.
I'm Tony.
I'm Chan.
I'm your Foost Police here.
We're the people on this Derpy Show. Four of us.
You see, what happens is we record a whole episode for you guys, and then at the end we decide that's the best time to do our intro. At the very end, like it's an intro. So we're always kind of tired and kind of.
And some of us. I think you're breaking the fourth sound wall.
We break that all the time.
The fourth sound wall.
Yeah.
Is that like going Mach 5?
Behind the derp?
We got Plaid.
Inside the derper's studio?
Oh, man.
Remarkable.
James, Mr. Act Derped.
Yeah, James Derped.
Inside the Act Derped. No?
Okay. Inside the Act Derped?
James Derpton.
I think we're going to go there a little bit later, seeing what's inside the Act Derped.
Remarkable.
Okay.
Remarkable.
Scrumtrelescent.
So anyway, we can talk to the herpes side, Chad. The herpes side.
The herpes side. Just the herpes side.
Just it.
Chan, I know that you do...
Ow, I've got a lot of sores.
Oh, God.
Remarkable. Do you have any Abreva?
I can only assume
that's
medication.
Is that short for abbreviation?
Yes, it's the abbreviation.
It's a herpes
for abbreviation.
Medication. It's for your cold sores.
Oh.
Why would you know this?
It's a highbrow joke.
It's an eyebrow joke?
Eyebrow.
It's an eyebrow joke.
Well, we gotta be careful that it's not going into...
Cold sores on your eyebrows.
Gotta be careful that it's not going into just one ear, because then it'd be a monobrow.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Hoffbrow?
Hoffbrow.
He's big in Germany.
Is he Hoff? Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, sehr gut,
sehr gut, Herr Doktor.
Ja, genau.
Is this just devolved into German porn?
Nein!
Eins in eins, scheiße.
Oh, schnell!
I'm here to put my finger in the dike.
Achtung! That dike is sticker finger pen.
Oh, that comes later
Emma.
In the episode.
Yeah, I know. It's like a preview.
Stick it to Emma.
So, guys, we've got a good episode for you. We've got a lot of weird topics.
We really do.
There's a commercial... a weird amount of singing in this episode, actually.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I think you're going to be moved to tears.
Or to the bathroom.
Yeah, bowels will move.
Tears for fears. In fact, fears of what we're going to be singing.
Yeah. And what do you think about that, the board?
Yeah, you know, as long as we keep a lot of the racism out of it, I think we'll be okay on this episode.
We didn't have Robo Joe here.
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to go ahead and compensate for him not being here.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Like, yeah.
Some might say even overcompensate.
Yeah.
So,
politics.
If you're easily offended, hooray! This is a great episode for you!
We plug another show.
I feel like we need a disclaimer at the beginning of every episode that says if you are easily offended or offended by anything in general,
just turn
us
off.
Turn off. Go listen to some sort of an NPR podcast or something.
Send them to freaking the fanfic readers.
What?
If you're easily offended, go read, you know, Fanfic Fridays.
And it's Friday Night Fanfiction.
Whatever, I can't know.
He was just on the show. He doesn't know what the fuck it was called.
I don't know
what
it was. I don't know where I am right now.
Derpy Show.
My favorite part of going to shows with Stephen is watching him try to hipster check the guys who work at the venue.
Oh, God, I hipster check them all the time. I feel
like
so
all
bad.
The time!
So
he just
bad.
Walks and starts, like naming things. Like, oh, I like this. But I, one time I used this other thing. It was way better. Like he just fucking...
Oh, you're using a P-158 Gobo? Oh, man, I use the R-894 now. They're much better.
The fucking conversation.
This one has such a lower energy output, and it uses so much power, and I don't even understand, but they were making China and the motors on those go out after about 150 hours. And
I'm curious.
That's his
when
whole
you,
life.
When you say hipster check, that means one of two things to me. Either you are verifying the level of hipster of the individual, or like in hockey, you are throwing your hipster at somebody.
It's the latter.
Yeah,
it's like a gut check with hipster stuff.
It's the poor DJ guy that was going to come on after me because the fucking no. I had it. That night I had enough of this damn broski like manager guy.
But the DJ was nice.
He was nice, and I felt bad. Afterwards, I talked to him a bit about that. But funny enough, when he came up there, he's asking about like, well, what music you to play? I'm like, oh, I'll play this. I was dropping all these weird asshole tunes and this genre.
And the guy was like some guy who bought stuff in the past 2 years.
Exactly.
He's like trying to be a DJ for a club and plays top 40. Mm-hmm. Like, he just plays the music that people want to hear already.
And
he's just trying to do his good job.
Oh, you don't play any crabcore?
Like that was the fucking, that was what he did to the guy.
That was it. I was just so, oh God, I felt,
are you seriously fucking telling me you don't have any Johnny and the Appleseeds?
It was that.
I went on all these different genres, he caught some of them, and I carried the conversation on the things that he caught. And I found out that he didn't know about this thing.
Do you just play
going.
Dubstep, or do you actually play Lovestep, too? Because a lot of people in the mainstream are a lot more into Lovestep. And
I felt bad afterwards, but then he was really cool. I talked to him a little bit afterwards, past that. I was just kind of like, oh, man. Because, yeah, he brought it up to me. He was like, you fucking hipster checked that, Steve. I was just like, damn, Channing, I'm sorry.
That's what he does. That's what he does.
He does it.
You but take
I,
this guy
I try
anywhere,
to do,
he does
I try
that.
To do it to get a feel of the person. And that, and it's
yeah, I have to establish dominance.
Well, you, establish
no,
dominance.
There's a difference... Nifus, there is a difference between like checking somebody and finding out how much they know.
Yes.
And being like, so you like this? How about this? Do you like these things? Oh, okay. That's getting a feel. That's getting a, like, okay, how much can I talk to this person? Challenging them to match you is a little... So, okay, so you like Batman? All right, which Batman do you prefer? Do you like the Frank Miller era? Do you like Bob Kane? I mean, because if you're going to go with Pod Kane, you really need to go with Bill Finger, because Bill Finger was the guy who actually created all that stuff back there.
See?
I mean, if you think that you're some kind of a Bob Kane fan, then really, I don't know if I can talk to you. He's just a fucking shyster.
I don't think I did that. Like, I couldn't talk to you. I was just...
Derpy Show.
Was get in the guy pile.
What was...
I told you the guy pile worked,
what
right?
You said, yeah. Like, get in the guy pile. You must be
no,
totally
gay.
I said, what are you, gay? Get in the guy pile.
Yeah.
And it worked.
And there's
what
people
the hell
outside
is a guy
of
pile.
Time.
Wait,
okay.
Whoa. No more tuning the guitar. He needs to talk about the guy pile.
Okay.
So traditionally, a guy pile is when a bunch of guys are in a pile.
Okay.
Like, what pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. No homo. Just guys in piles.
So named after a South Park episode where there were dudes from the future.
No, I remember the Goobacks.
Yes.
The Goobacks.
And in order to stop them from coming from the future to Turk or Jerbs, they got into a guy pile to prevent that. Like,
no,
just they
absolutely. To completely doom the human race.
Yes.
By way of only mating with fellow males.
Yes. And so... What ends up happening is I was hosting this dance party, right?
Okay.
And I had to try to get these nerdy guys to dance on the dance floor. And so I'm like trying to get people out there, and I knew this one guy who had a bunch of friends there, and he was really cool. I was like, dude, come with me. I need you and your boys. You and your two guys, come with me.
Okay.
And we started dancing this weird dance that was essentially like a conga line of humping.
A lot of hip thrusts to the beat.
And I had the microphone. I was just like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the guy pile. And people were like, what? Like, come on, get on the guy. And then so they were like, come on. And then all, like, little by little, all of the dudes in the club got into this guy pile just humping at each other.
After you yelled, you know, don't be... What was it you yelled? You got even guys that aren't part of the nerd crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nightly douchebags.
They were just douchebags that got in this guy pile. And then I got the girls, like, there were the girls for the club, there were girls selling Fireball whiskey, they're all like, dude, you gotta get in the guy pile, we can't go, we'll watch! And from that point forward, there was people on the dance floor the whole rest of the night. All it took was a guy pile. You want a good time? Get a guy pile.
That's how you break the dike. You just, you know, let the floodwaters of game flow through. Is it the right term?
Break the dike. Get in the guy pile.
Is that what it's called? Like,
yes. A dike is a
dam. It's like a berm, right?
Dam.
Is that like
I
a,
thought if a dike broke, you had to stick your finger in it.
Okay. Stick your finger
no, it doesn't have to be a finger.
Yeah, go stick your finger in a dike.
Is that like Animaniacs or something?
Yeah, right.
That's it's an old
like, Dutch story.
Dutch, yeah,
the boy that stuck his finger in
the
dike the same
Holland.
Town. Yeah, from Holland,
he's
my
walking,
bad.
He's walking by to get some bread or some shit, and he goes...
or some shit.
Or some shit, you know.
What's Holland?
For the guard.
Yeah, but you know those Dutch.
He was going from windmill to windmill.
Yeah, exactly, right.
And he walks by a dike, and he notices that it's leaking, so he puts his finger in it, and he winds up staying there for like 3 fucking days. Until somebody comes along and they fix it. But the moral of the story is he saw a problem. It was small at the time, and he stuck around to fix it. It was one of those like tales of virtue.
That makes sense.
So yeah, you broke the dance dike.
You did break the dance dike.
And the floodwaters of guys came onto the dance.
The floodwaters of guys.
After I broke the dance dike.
After you broke the dance dike.
After she was broken. It was broken into submission.
I feel like that's going to be my new hit single, like, break the dance dike. Break the dance dike. Break the
dance dike. Dance hall horn sound.
I love that. I'm going to throw that sample in everything, because I have, like,
break the dance dike.
Break the dance dike.
But it's
got to be
from
like
the Derby
horn.
Boys.
It's got to be that because like the past few shows I've played, I haven't had a chance to use my sample kit. But with you, other ones I have. It's been a whole sleuth of just like
a whole slew.
Thank you.
He always says sleuth.
I know. It's been a whole slew
as
of like
he's sitting there and doing it very stealthily and gathering information about the crowd.
He's calling for looks.
Yeah. I have a bank of samples that are just a bunch of Japanese, like, English dubs, non-dubs, and also I want to do that, but also with the horn. It's got to be with that horn. It's like, bah, bah, bah.
Muchos hornos. Muchos hornos.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's going to be a sample. Break the dance.
No. Break the dance back. Break the dike. Don't break the dike, baby.
Don't tip the dike over.
Derpy Show.
Coheed, stop it.
Quit having fun.
No, he just... For some reason, he likes to move his food bowl and pretend like he's burying it.
Nobody will ever find this. This is marvelous.
He doesn't understand that you can't dig tile out and put it over top of...
He's using his imagination. You are stunting that kid's growth of his imagination.
One of these days, you are going to like move. You're going to be walking along. And you're going to feel as you're walking, and you're gonna see a loose tile. You're gonna pick it up, and then you're gonna just this entire
boom epic boots.
Epic boots.
Epic boots.
Boom epic boots. What is this? The fucking timeless aisle?
No, it's Diablo.
Okay.
Oh,
loose tile.
Oh. Gotcha. It drops. Could they get that magic fine pants on?
Magic fine pants.
Yep.
Now, I always wondered, are they magic find pants, or are they magic fine pants?
There's a D in there.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
That kind of D.
An aura of booty attraction.
Yeah, like damn, they find pants.
Yeah, exactly.
They magic find.
It's like when you find a pair of pants that really fit.
Yeah. So basically it has an aura to it that causes monsters to miss about 5% because they're staring at that booty. Especially
that
when you're running away.
Yeah. Depends on the size of the booty, too. The larger the booty, the higher the percentage of miss.
Oh, I see. So if you're running away from the people, they'd be like, oh, damn! And they, like, shoot the orb away or something.
The catch is that they will follow you relentlessly.
That's the catch.
You gotta chase
All the flavor text says is dat ass.
Dat ass.
And an additional bonus slash... curse to it, I guess.
So is that like a complete set you have to get?
Yeah. If you have the complete set and all the focus is drawn to the booty, it's an additional armor.
I see.
And that's the only part of you that they hit.
Nice.
Because they just get transfixed.
So they always just tap that ass?
They tap that ass.
Tap that ass exclusively.
It's a good way of like controlling aggro, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No need to worry about, like, you know...
Aggro, the... horno, you know, depending on what...
Muchos hornos?
Muchos
hornos.
The fuck is this? Like, you know, this Spanish thing?
Yeah.
I thought it goes more like... It
should have been a little bit faster.
Oh. You guys are just doing the first two.
I don't know the rest of it!
God.
I have no idea what you're even doing.
I saw a loop. I saw a loop of it on YouTube that was just.
I thought you were going to take it the rest of the way.
I saw the gift of basically Gandalf go like, making, like, you know, sex face. You haven't seen it?
I have not. I have seen people misuse the Gandalf meme a lot recently.
Which one?
The one where it's look left, look right, look confused. Whatever big meme trend has been going on.
Like
if ever you leave Reddit, let's say you leave Reddit for 2-3 hours and you get back and you see all these posts say about the Manny Pacquiao, the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
Oh, the Hugfest?
Yeah, the Hugfest. And you're sitting there going like, what the fuck?
Like, Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao?
I didn't pay much attention.
Or no, to no, the it. An accurate representation would be that meme with Hugfest?
Hugfest, yeah. Honestly,
because he just looks confused. But what I've seen recently is, like, they're, instead of leaving some blank spaces in the meme, is a, like, just saved, a lot of healing items, some shit's about to go down. That is an inappropriate use of meme.
Yeah, there was, like, an Iron Man meme where it was like, when did you become an expert on boxing? Last night.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And that's
like,
even first Avengers, so that's a spoiler free right there, kiddos.
That and like apparently like there's an NHL playoff thing coming up soon or something. There's something to do with
Stanley
NHL. I have a bunch of people who are like fair weather like hockey fans. They're just now posting about stuff like that. So I'm just kind of like, wow.
Yeah, kind of like everybody in Orlando is now a hockey fan.
Soccer fan.
Yeah.
Well, Orlando we actually have a team.
Finally,
we've had a team.
We had a team
in the NLS.
Yeah.
Okay, a legitimate team. Oh, and now we have a poop guy.
His name is Kaká.
Wow, that kind of took that out of left field. Carry on. What is his
name? His name is Kaka. He is the captain of our team.
Poop captain.
We went from zero.
I was half like tuned out.
Yeah,
and then I tuned back in when you said, "Now I have a poop guy."
Wait,
got a guy that's in your bathroom and
he's
helps you with the pooping. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah, he's the poop guy.
Is he Brazilian?
He is.
We will never lose.
No, he was actually he was a very He's professional, like, level. He was in MLS for a long time. He's played in some of the European
leagues.
Here's
my next question, then.
Okay.
I remember when Tampa got a soccer team, and everybody was fucking flipping their shit over the mutiny. And then that went far down.
Well, that's because of Beckham. He fucked them.
Beckham fucked the mutiny?
Yeah. He got signed for them. They went over there, and then he never played a game.
Really? I just remember there was a big Brazilian guy with a big Brazilian fro that would always run around and play soccer.
This one, slightly different, because Kaká has played in every game, with the exception of the friendly.
But he's a coach? I'm confused.
No, he's the captain.
He's a captain. Captain's play?
Yeah, captain's play.
Oh, I thought they just captain.
Yes. He stands in the front of a giant soccer airplane.
Okay.
And he's the one who helps them take off and land and not crash into anything.
So does he do the one where he has that vibrating board and he puts the soccer guys on there and he decides how to play based on the way it vibrates?
What?
They have football
you're
guys.
You're really
too.
Reaching here.
But they have football guys, too. If he's a captain, I'm assuming he's strategy.
Is he the guy that stands on the sidelines with the sticks and twirls the soccer players around?
No, that's the owner. Oh. The owner does that.
Perfect.
And it's a whole bunch of backflips. But yes, we have a lot of fresh people who are into Orlando City because they're a lot more apparent now after they redid the Citrus Bowl because they're still waiting on their stadium to get built.
Yeah.
Because MLS requires that you have a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They've been playing at the Citrus Bowl, and it's been a pretty fucking big deal. The first game of the series, because it was also the first game of the MLS season this year.
Mm-hmm.
They filled the Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad that we didn't get rid of the MLS with all that ice bucket stuff.
I know, right? What happened?
That's a little bit earlier in the alphabet. It's a little bit earlier in the alphabet.
I for one, am confused. I went to watch an MLS game, and I didn't see any skeletons, I didn't see any lizard men, no goblins with dynamite.
Mutant-like
soccer.
There's no
it's
robots.
Not there.
There's no pitfalls, there's no demonic referees, you know, what the hell?
This is the early stages, it's a different form of MLS, wherein all the mutants are telepathic.
We're the skeletons.
Inside the people.
Oh.
Derpy Show.
You're creaking! Yes! It's creaking!
My ass is creaking.
Your ass creaks.
No, it cracks.
It makes noises.
It does.
What the hell is it doing there?
What is he singing?
It don't belong
Oh,
there.
Creep. Gotcha. Yeah,
creep.
It, yeah.
Creep.
Yeah, creep. Yeah.
I love that they hated that song.
Who hated it?
The band. They hated playing it.
Probably. It's one of those things. Bob Dylan's one of most of his famous songs. He hates them. It's not his intended song that he wished to play over and over again.
Same with Sticks and
Don't
Make
Them.
It's true, yeah. What
go back in time, unmake the song.
Yeah, unmake it. Yeah. Yeah.
That and I know the Beastie Boys absolutely hated the fact that You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party became a party song.
Right?
Wow, surprise. It's almost like a fulfilling prophecy there. They had to fight, and they got their right, and people still have to fight for that party.
Yeah. When are people going to have... When are we going to have party rights?
What?
When people can no longer take it.
Wait. Because party rubs?
Party rights.
Right.
Oh. I heard party rubs, and I'm like...
No, that's a man.
I guess you could go to a party where there's party rubs, but you usually have to put your keys in a bowl.
It's greased up.
Or just go to one of your dance parties where there's a man pop.
I was hoping he was going to answer it so I could write down
where to go.
I had Google Maps ready. Like,
continue, sir.
We're
talking about party rubs. Continue.
Derby Show.
Why don't we talk about weird Asian stuff?
Okay. What,
yes.
What is
yes,
there not to talk about?
I
got a list.
Let us talk about funerals.
I feel like that's, you know, half of our show.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, we shit on the whole, like, Asian
weird
culture.
Asian podcast.
I don't shit on anything. I just want to understand.
We're aping Wicked Anime. We can try and
aping?
Aping?
Yes, because they do.
That's more of a monkey.
Yeah. Sir. How racist of you.
Yeah, that's better.
Is that better?
That's
better.
That's actually
a orangutan.
That's an ape. Great ape.
It's a orangutan.
Great ape.
Stinking hunk of grape ape.
Grape ape.
Wasn't that one of the McDonald's mascots?
No!
That's Grimace! Grape Ape was Hanna-Barbera! He competed in the fucking wacky races!
But he's a big purple dude.
The Laugh Olympics?
But he's a big purple thing, right?
He is. He's an ape! He's a grape ape!
Instead of a purple cone, he's a fucking gorilla.
Wait, what was the Grimace supposed to be? I thought he was supposed to be
like a purple cone!
A purple cone? He doesn't look like a cone, he looks like a purple
He's a Grimace!
What's a Grimace?
A monster with four arms.
They look kind of like a purple cone.
So wait, a cone? You mean he looks like a purple pile of shit?
That's who the giant purple people eater was eating.
And Grimace was originally a villain.
Like the burglar?
Yeah, he wanted to eat milkshakes. He wanted to take all the milkshakes for himself with his four arms.
Did he want to bring them to his yard?
No, that's where the boys go.
Did he want to bring the boys?
Boys
I don't judge if he likes it like that, you know.
So please, tell us what the Wall Street Journal has to say.
10 minutes later? What are you talking about, Chad?
Tell us what the Wall Street Journal has to say about Chinese funerals.
Well, apparently China, as
not the wrestler from the WWE.
Correct. China with an I wants people to
please
stop hiring funeral strippers.
Yep.
So wait, who hires us? What?
Apparently
lots
it's
of
to
people
bolster
in China.
Bolster the number of mourners. Right?
So wait, is it like an afterlife that many people that you have your funeral kind of goes for points for the afterlife? Is that what they're saying? Is that what that's all about?
What they're saying is they're trying to increase attendance. It was down last year after the flume that used a coffin really didn't help anybody after they lost the 7th cadaver.
Yeah, apparently, they often perform with a snake, which apparently is symbolic. I guess, like, it's an Ouroboros.
What, are we talking about, like, people who are Buddhist, who are, like, Taoist, or who are, like...
Dude, I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of weird folk versions of religions throughout China, northern, south, all around. And Taoism has a weird way that they bury people, but it's all based in ancestral worship. And so...
At the end of the day, it is still a stripper at a funeral.
Well, it's supposed to be a harbinger of good fortune for the afterlife.
Okay.
But one of the villagers, they said...
Large crowds.
Yes, to bring crowds. Like, they want people. Like, no one's going to show up to this fucking guy's funeral. So let's bring some titties.
So, it's not the family doing it? Or like
no,
friends.
It is.
Because I thought it was like a bunch of Yakuza or whatever the triad version... triads. Or like a triad, like, gangster be like... Oh man, Yan Shen really liked boobs, so let's get people up there.
No, these are like ordinary people that are trying to attract larger numbers to their beloved ones' funerals.
Oh, so they want strangers and the mourn for their family.
Right.
That's weird.
And apparently there's a lot. Like one of the companies that was trying to figure out just how prevalent it was, they found that there was about a dozen different troops that were doing on average 20 shows a month. And they're about $325 a piece.
Very nice.
So one of the things that took me off guard is that, like, in America, a lot of funerals that I've been to don't actually involve, like, the body going into the ground. Like, I've not been to a lot. I don't know a lot of dead people.
They always end it with the coffin going down
to
the ground.
That's how it looks like in movies. But
all of them that I've been to are pretty much the same way.
It depends on whether you're going to the wake... Or the funeral.
Oh, and also depends on what religion, too, yeah.
Well, all I know is the two that I went to were in churches.
Well,
and
that's usually
music.
The first part of the funeral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because usually, you know when you see, like, lines of cars going down the highway? That's people going from the church to the gravesite.
Gotcha.
To have that little ceremony where it goes into the...
Gotcha. So
and it probably depends on the religion, too.
Yeah.
Gotcha. The two that I went to, we didn't travel after. We just did that part.
Oh, then you just saw the viewing or not the wake. The wake is at a bar, usually, or some kind of celebration, right?
All I know is that they played Ave Maria, everyone cried. People talk. There was a dead person, but at this point they're actually in the gravestone. Apparently, the argument is that it's not just at like the funeral where the people are viewing it. It's at the gravesite with other graves with strippers dancing around the gravestones.
I don't know. That sounds kind of hot to me.
That actually does sound, because I'm picturing mausoleum instead of a pole. They've got like the columns.
You can understand that their graveyards are just basically like this little like brick wall of a bunch of little. What's it called? Pylons. What are those things called? Those little like triangles, almost obelisk-looking things, just stretched across, and they have like family names decked out on them. And they're all just smashed together. A lot of them
that's how they are in Japan.
As well, too. Japan and Asia and stuff like that. That's kind
of like, okay. It's all the same.
You know, it's all the same, you know.
Japasia.
Japasia.
San Francisco, it's all the same thing.
Big Hero 6 was amazing, making me hear a bad word across it. However, I will say that whether or not that's a fact, that's not what I'm picturing in my head, and what I'm picturing in my head is far more entertaining than what it sounds like you're describing.
I can imagine them having like a little like built-up pole just out there and just the chick dancing. They're all like, oh yeah, totally, it's a shame. Shendai, oops.
So here's what I don't understand, to be honest, is that, okay, why is it seems to be only female strippers? Because if you really want to make the money and bring the people in, it should be male strippers. Mm-hmm. And I'll prove this to you. I'll prove you why it should be male strippers.
There's more men in China than there are.
Right.
Hold up. I'll prove why it should be male strippers.
Hey, shoot. Go for it. I'll hear.
All right.
Go okay.
I'll hear you out.
Showgirls. Regarded as a giant box office flop. Magic Mike, so popular, it's getting a sequel.
In China?
I don't know about China. All I know is, here, you put a dude in little short shorts by a large throbbing obelisk with your loved one's face on it. You're going to get people.
Question. Is the man going to be Channing Tatum?
Could be.
It should be, because I'm pretty sure that's why that film is getting a sequel.
See, I think that what you just brought up is more of a...
West.
It's more of a pornography type of thing where females in our culture are more attracted to going to things like that because it's socially acceptable for them to do so. Mm-hmm. And then guys, we don't really give a shit because we've got porn at home. Why do we want to go see, you know, somebody flash their boobs for 2 seconds in an R-rated or even NC-17 movie? Who gives a shit? I think that's the big difference.
And especially if you're going to pay like movie ticket prices, you've got to have at least a decent film to support that, like a bra made of money, or at least a good script, as opposed to having to pay movie ticket prices, getting a shitty porn experience, and the same sort of story that you would find in a porn.
Okay, yeah. Are we talking about China or the Magic Mike sequel?
We're talking about
this is all the same thing. This is all strippers. Guess I'm trying
what?
To say.
Guess
I'm
what?
Just trying to say.
You're not.
I'm just trying
you're
to try say.
You try to yell. Talk to me like a human being!
No! This is Bill O'Reilly style! I'm
fuck,
out of
do it live!
You're not racist enough!
Anyway, I'm just trying to say... I think that male strippers would sell more, especially Americanized male strippers.
Okay, in that case, then yes. Apparently China's obsessed with white people being there at places like so much that they hire. There's bars.
I'm getting a business idea.
Well, no, dude. Even,
oh my god.
Dude, I knew this for a while, but also Vice, the new show that does a bunch of weird shit, did a segment on basically white people hiring out a white person in China. It's apparently rampant to where like
white people hiring white people.
Yeah. No.
For what?
To stand around. Like for instance, they
what?
Have conferences. Get this. Okay. Watch the segment on Vice. It aired last night, probably online. But what they do, there are companies, modeling agencies, that hire out white people to be sent to openings for hospitals to act as doctors because they don't have enough money to actually hire a fucking American doctor to show up there and talk about it. They pay
sure,
people.
But you said white people hiring white people.
We're all shades of it.
You made it sound like there's a bunch of white people that live in China that are like, man, I need to hire a white person to come over here. That's why I was so fucking confused.
Okay, fine. Let me take that back. But there's agencies that hire these people out to sit around in bars because they want to look global. And same with companies. They want people to be hired out for 4 hours while they show potential investors that, look, we have a global market. We have a Spanish person there talking on the phone in Spanish because a buddy of mine taught English over in China. And he got hired out to show up to this like call center to act on the phone and talk talk Spanish to nobody while these investors walked by and saw how global this company was. And apparently that's the thing. Like apparently China is obsessed with the Western kind of like, you know, we need to be like a white person up there enjoying this because that apparently is the cool thing. Because long story short, communism, not so hot. New world, Western thinking, LOL.
There might be something to the idea that communism's not so hot. I mean...
But it's so red.
But it came from Siberia. Like, it's cold there.
It didn't come from Siberia.
It caused the Cold War.
Lenin didn't have it happen.
Whatever, Russia's cold!
Lenin was in Moscow and got sent to Germany, and Germany sent them back to Moscow to, like, you know...
Regardless, it's cold. It caused the Cold War. I think you're onto something. Communism's not hot.
No, god damn it.
So that what you're saying then is a red is kind of akin to stopping. Like what the body does when it's exposed
when it
to
hits
too much cold.
Oh. Wow, you guys are getting on me about segueing. I'll get back to the point. You want to make money? Go over to China and be a token white guy. Get hired out to sit around bars.
No, what we need to do is we need to make a company in China where we have white strippers.
Yes!
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
White male strippers.
Yeah, male strippers. There you go, boom. Done.
Might as well do both.
And it could be like the Full Monty would be the name of the company. And get sued by the movie owners.
Nobody would sue you in China.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, I was going to say.
They have a World of Warcraft unauthorized theme park over there. I'm pretty sure you could get away with using a fucking movie title as your business name.
I think we're good.
Well, wait, dude, there's business names that have like signs. I probably always say this all the time, but translation error? That seems to be a popular name for your business. Because I think like the Chinese government mandated.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That people needed to translate their name into English, so they sent in at this deadline to where their signs got printed out, and there's apparently stores that have their Chinese name, and under it is, like, translation error, or whatever, like, Google, like, messed up on.
I've seen pictures of all of those.
That's English.com. I love that site.
From the folks that brought you Now That's What I Call Derp, the Derpy Show crew is proud to present their newest monstrosity, Derp into the 80s!
Derped along the avenue. I never thought I'd derp a herp like you. Herp a derp like you. And I derped so hard away. I just derped, I derped all night and day. How can you just leave me derping?
Dun, dun.
Alone in a world that's so hurt. Maybe I'm just too derpy. Maybe I'm just like the neophiles to hurt. Maybe I'm just like the bore. He's never satisfied. Why do we derp at each other? This is what it sounds like when derps cry.
Don't you derp me, baby.
Neophiles came wandering in with his guitar. He played a little rock lobster.
Take on derp.
Take on derp.
Take derp on. I'll be derp in a derp all time.
Derp, 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 derp.
Derping away.
Derp, 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 derp
gotta go back to find you. I'm coming for you, Derby. Derby. Derby.
You won't just get covers of a random smattering of pop songs that were a hit over 30 years ago. We also remembered how to throw a few rock songs in there.
Whoa, we're halfway there. Oh, dipping on a prayer.
Take my hand
and we'll have it, I swear. Whoa, dipping on a prayer. Dipping on a prayer.
She was a dirt machine. She let her heartbreak down. Was the best damn dumper that I've ever seen. She had the sightless eyes telling me no lies. Knocking me off my with those American guys. Taking hell out of her. Had it down for dinner. Told me to die, but I was already sure. Cause the walls started shaking. The heart was quaking. My mind was aching. And the town was taking
you.
Don't convince you.
Pressure pushing dirt on me, pushing dirt on me, Faust. No man asked for. Under derping, burns a building down, splits a family in two, puts people on the dirt. It's the derby of knowing what this earth is about. Watching good friends screaming, "Derby out!"
99 those dirt balloons floating in the sunshine. Slapping in sparkling tonight. Shout out to the German
words, German words, and German words.
I'm gonna dance with somebody.
But wait, there's more! It's not all just derpapella. Neofaust has a guitar!
You put the derp derp into my heart. You said my soul's got hurt when your herping starts. Jitterbug into my derp. It goes a derp 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 down my finger to her.
Boom, boom.
Something's bugging me. Something ain't right. My derp friend told me what you did last night. Wake me up before you derp derp. Don't leave me hanging on like a derp. Wake me up before you derp. Don't leave me when you hit that derp. Wake me up before you derp. Don't leave me hanging on like a derp. Wake me up before you derp. And take me from derping tonight. I wanna hit that.
Hey, I wanna get just a little high.
God damn it, Talvin!
Traveling in a fried up derping. On a puppet trail head full of derping. I met a strange Neofaust. He made me nervous. He took me in and made me eat kinds of pork. And he said, "You come from a show that's derping. Where derpies go and be derpies." There's no derp in there. Even while he sleeps, we will herp you and get on his best behavior. Derp does that on derpy day. Everybody herps a derpy world. It's my own reason. Tell me to derp time. Tell me make the most of freedom. And of pleasure. But I'm derping will last forever. Every derpy wants to derp the world.
desert highway, cool herp in my derp. Warm smell of bonitas rising up through the derp. Derp a herp and a herp derp. I saw a sherper and burp. My herp a derp a herp a herp a derp. I heard a burp 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 burp. There's a burp and a burp burp. I heard a sip and bow. I was jumping to my top and it's gonna be the herp and it's gonna be hell. Then she jump up a candle, baby, and she just jerked me to win. There were different in the curve and the burp. I got a burp and I'm ready. Welcome to the hotel, Calderpia.
Such a lonely place. Such a derpy place.
All this can be yours for only 7 increasingly difficult payments of $13.95. Order now. Herperators are standing by.
Derpy Show.
My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want you to play with my ding-a-ling.
Oh, Chuck
Berry. When I was...
Yeah, you gotta start it off like that. Only it has to be really loud and echoey.
I thought we were gonna sing "My Dick Is on Fire." I thought that was gonna happen first.
I wish you could know the chords.
My dick is on fire. Oh. We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn.
It means several things.
It does.
I thought we were gonna go like the Kings of Leon direction with that one.
What?
Yeah!
My dick is on fire.
So wait, you say, one person should say my, another person should say his.
His dick is on fire! It really is, guys! I need a specialist!
Oh, I thought it was just because he's a redhead. Get Firecross?
I have to add in a lyric about abnormal discharge.
From the military.
No! From the dick!
So
why would it be from the military?
Abnormally, you were discharged.
Now, so if it's from your penis, would it be an abnormal discharge?
No. Depends on how much static had been built up.
You go, yeah.
From when you're fucking your scarecrow lover.
Dicks.
If you had blue balls because you were holding back too many puns, I think that's when you would have the abnormal dicks charge.
Was it? I remember changing the lyrics to shots to make it dicks, and it was pretty funny. What was it? Dicks. I ain't even gay, y'all. Dicks.
I thought the only line in shots was shots.
How does that go? I replaced one word, and then, oh yeah, that's 90% of the song.
The replacement is like, I'm not even gay, y'all, and that was it, yeah. All about dicks.
Speaking
dicks,
of...
I'm dicks, glad you were able to remember that dicks, with full clarity.
One of my favorite Twitter exchanges of all time was a guy saying that he had learned all the words to turn down for what? Lil Jon responded and said, it's 6 words, motherfucker! Are you stupid?
Derpy Show.
Dildo, go.
Talk about your dildos.
Dildo, go!
I really...
I need to talk about the design of dildos. They contain the ashes of a cremated loved one. It's really kind of weird, cause inside this glass cylinder is a little vial of grandma.
Where are you sticking that dildo, Tony? Where are you putting it?
Oh god. Sing the news!
So,
who is using the dildo?
Dutch designer.
Who wants the grandma dildo?
Oh god. Dutch designer Mark Sturkenboom.
Sturkenboom.
Has created a sex toy that includes a mini urn to hold the created remains of that special someone. The erotically shaped urn is part of a 21 grams memory box devised by Sturkenboom to help grieving people feel the presence of their loved ones inside them.
So here's a question.
I like that it was memory box because of the...
Yeah, that's where the dildo goes, the memory box.
The memory box.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is the dildo a replica of the deceased's dick?
Oh. No.
That would require some pre-planning.
It is literally a glass cylinder.
Do they do dick casts for people?
Well, can I make it? Can I get a blown glass person to make it a crude facsimile of my dick?
Well, that depends on how well the person blowing the glass has blown you in the past.
That's true. Makes sense.
Fellatio.
Let's see here. Besides the death...
That was my ringtone.
I apparently, this 21 grams memory box can also come with a perfume diffuser that can hold the departed's signature scent and an iPod amplifier so the bereaved can play songs that remind them of the deceased.
While they stick their ashes inside of one of their orify.
Yep. What would it be? I'm pretty sure it's orifices.
I feel like if you're ever going
to... I don't think you Latin that down to orify.
But it's octopus, orifice. I'm okay with it.
If you are a widow and you're trying to move on, I feel like that's not a good item to have in your house.
That's not at all, yeah.
If you ever
By the same token, that might be the only way that they would be able to have reached climax at that point in their relationship with that person.
Or the first time in years. Hello!
Oh, Nether Regions! He died and it spiced up our sex life in a way you wouldn't imagine.
So if the person who makes this... This is kind of like, considering there's some arcane, you know, dead people stuff. There's ashes. That feels like it makes it kind of arcane. And someone who makes arcane devices would be an artificer. So would this person be an orificer?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Just because I like that.
What the?
You just want to say orificer.
Okay, right? I gotta...
Yes, I do. Orificer, orphomancy.
Sturkenboom hopes that people focus on the reasoning behind the concept and not the sex aspect. So far, so good.
Well,
I would much appreciate if the term sex toy or dildo are not headlines.
Can you do that? Can you take that line back and try it in your best German Sturkenboom impression?
Yes. Yeah, but he's like, what, Dutch?
I would much appreciate if the term...
Could you be angrier?
I would much appreciate if the term sex toy or dildo were not headlines. He told HuffPost by email. It's a conversational piece, not a metaphor.
It was like Swedish-Italian.
Yeah, you almost went Italian.
Not gonna lie, that reminded me of the entire version of Girl with Dragon Tattoo I saw, so.
I don't know how to sound Dutch.
So, here's a question. If it's Dutch...
Dutch was German.
Can you stick this dead dust dildo in the dike?
You could put this Dutch dead dust dildo in the dike that broke on the dance floor.
I've got an additional question that sort of ties it into what we were previously talking about. Do they make a smaller version for the Asian cultures?
You can barely get that out!
Yes, and they use yellow-tinted glass.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Wow, that got even further than I ever expected.
Ooh, I didn't think mine was too racist because they actually do, like, Japanese condoms are smaller.
No, Boku wa Magna.
I'm pretty sure their larges are, like, our normals.
Probably.
I don't see how this is any less racist.
I'm just saying!
Biology, God!
I go on websites.
So,
it's like... No, racism is having the Caucasian color crayon be called flesh.
Yeah.
Which it was for many years.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
It is no longer. Crayola has discontinued.
Well, they also have dirty dishwater browns. I can't believe anything anymore.
I feel that there's some arcane properties involved in this. This isn't just a normal thing. Like, there's some, like, Horcruxian,
Lichian
shit in here.
What, necromancer's
Because I appreciate where you're going with this, but to say that this is not a normal thing. At what point could it be construed as normal to take an urn and fuck yourself with it?
There's no way that it's normal. What I'm trying to say is, to what end? Like, this isn't just, like...
Are you going sex magic?
Sex magic.
No,
sex magic.
Here's something that actually helps that. The reason it's called 21 grams, that's apparently what the human soul weighs.
What?
Yes, there was a person that, yeah.
The human soul weighs 21 grams?
There was an experiment where somebody was alive, they weighed them, and then immediately after they died, they weighed them again, and it was 21 grams less.
Are you sure that it wasn't because of a fart?
I don't know.
Or the air in their lungs?
That's been a thing.
Based on a now discredited study by Dr. Douglas McDougall, an early 20th century physician who weighed patients before and after death to see if there was a change in weight. According to Snopes.com.
Snopes, yes. He did this, yeah. It was kind of like a weird, morbid thing that he did, just waking up.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that all of your orifices relax.
No, nothing.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
And you may also...
Soul weighs 21 grams, though.
So, anyway, sex
my spiritualist voice.
There's a puddle of urine that went off the side of the table, but I'm pretty sure it was his soul that we figured out the weight of.
His soul became liquid, we just had to heat it up. Heat the stove so he can pass on to the ether.
Does anybody else smell asparagus?
I guess my next question is, they do it with the dildos, what about the opposite? Can they do like a fleshlight urn?
Oh, absolutely, we can get on this.
Okay.
If it hasn't been done, we need to act on this immediately.
No, because you can actually have a fleshlight of somebody, of the inside of somebody.
But the thing is, you can make the rubber, you can implant the ashes into the rubber of the fleshlight.
Yeah.
So holy shit, this is another business that we need to get on!
An ash-infused silicone sleeve.
Oh my god. This is better than the Goatsy belt buckle.
Oh god.
We have a whole series of products that we've never made that we really need to.
I'm okay with this being added to it.
Derpy Show.
Before we get
I got
sued.
A story.
Alright. Is this the ninja thingy?
Is there another dead Asian...
Well, this one's about ninjas.
Oh, okay.
Ninjas. I love ninjas.
It's about sex and ninjas, which is what our show's only about now.
Mostly.
Those are like my two favorite things.
What we sex ninjas.
Sex ninjas.
Now it's a sex... Not, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's not that it's all about it, but we started with Asian sex, and then we had dead sex, which the combination of those two is sex ninja.
Oh, and don't worry, they try to kill somebody. It really hits all of our bases. This is a triple play.
This sounds like a scene out of a James Bond film.
It does.
Okay. Real fast.
Like a ninja.
Is a sex ninja someone that was like trained as a ninja and happens to have sex?
Or
someone trained
really
as sex,
sex
who is a ninja?
Now, it's the people who have sex with you and then disappear, leaving no trace.
Yeah, you don't know. All you hear is just, whoa, and you're just looking around like, what happened?
I met a lot of sex ninjas in college.
I'm just saying.
Smoke bomb.
Next thing you know, your ass is hurting. Yep.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, that money for the taxi that you left on the counter is gone, and so is your date.
And a towel.
Somebody asked for a towel?
That blew me out is just zooming out of your parking garage. It's gone. Anyway. The story, as it is presented, is that they're not just sex ninjas. They're also sister wives.
Sister wives, like Mormons.
Like polygamists.
Okay.
Where there is a gentleman and many wives.
Many, now, many or many?
Many, not many.
Many.
Oh, Father Ninja Man had many wives. Many wives had Father Ninja Man.
So, it is in Utah.
Okay.
Polygamists.
Where they come from, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would not have picked Utah for ninjas, but go on.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, one of them has a very Utah name. Ty Lynn Southwick.
Wait, how's that a Utah name?
Ty Lynn. Anything that's got Lynn on it is just like...
But Ty Lynn sounds like a space Asian
name. No, it's because her name actually was Lynn at first, but then they recognized she came from Thailand, so she became Ty Lynn.
No. She's full-on weird Utah. It's Ty, like, a dude's name, and then Lynn slapped on the end of it.
Holy God, I was trying to add some Asian influence into that.
No, it's just hick.
Two N's or one?
Two N's.
Ooh, that's hick.
Ty Lynn Southwick. But the other one sounds like she'd be friends with Netherbore. Her name is Raven Blackwing.
I actually have a friend named Raven Blackwing.
Yeah.
He works down at the food court.
Yeah, yeah.
At the Chinese restaurant.
What about me? What about Raven?
Please continue.
He makes one of the best Cinnabons you'll ever have.
So, apparently Raven has already spent over 225 days behind bars in lockup.
Wow.
Described by officials as, quote, a polygamous ninja. They apparently...
Okay. Officials are describing this man.
No, sorry, this woman.
She hat?
I'm confused. Or rather, I'm picturing in my head an official describing anybody as a polygamous ninja.
Apparently, it's in the official report.
Carry on, then.
So they broke into the home of a witness in a rape trial. The defendant in the trial was the man that Blackwing and Southwick were both romantically involved with. And apparently the two women wanted to retaliate against a witness who might make their lover look bad in court. They arrived at this person's residence with, quote, they were, quote, armed with a knife, a stun gun, a tourniquet, and syringes with a chemical intended to render someone unconscious when they broke into the home, end quote.
This sounds like a dark version of an I Love Lucy episode.
This sounds like the shit that Marv had in his trunk in Sin City. A tourniquet and syringes? That's fucked.
Little bit. Well,
did they say what kind of stuff they had in the syringes?
Yeah,
something to render someone unconscious.
Oh, not just some chemical.
Yeah, that's so probably
put the, I would agree with you on the Marv bit, except that it didn't include his mitts.
Wait. So they just broke into the house to intimidate this guy? Nothing about sex and Gene?
Well, okay. So apparently they came in, they lunged at this guy and tried to get him. Unfortunately, they didn't realize there's another person in the home who came in and was able to help the first man subdue the ninjas. When the cops got there, Southwick was, quote, sitting on the couch, dressed in all black, wearing a black mask and black latex gloves. Standing a few feet from her was a man holding a samurai sword.
Okay, I don't know any good ninjas that would wear black latex gloves.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't want any fingerprints.
Yes.
It's also this is the bargain ninja. They
got it from Wally World.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ninja suit. So wait, one of the guys.
I'm just saying, if you're going to be out there doing your ninja thing, you want some sort of a fabric that'll breathe.
Yes. Breathe the demon.
You don't want your ninja hands just stewing in their ninja fluids.
It's true.
The ninja juices, if you will.
Ninja juices. Yeah. Ninja juices.
Do you think you could sell ninja juices?
Probably. I think they already do.
There's a weeaboo market for that.
So is there any more to this story?
Yeah, so the guy held her.
That's all we've got.
It was a samurai sword.
It doesn't sound like they practiced any sort of, like, kung fu skills or ninja abilities or anything.
I don't know about you guys, but I think modern-day ninjas would probably just have a gun with a silencer on it, and that's that.
That's really good.
That's actually probably true.
Yeah.
But how did they go into this with a samurai sword and all this equipment?
No.
And they were
that's
able
the
to
best
take
part.
Down two
no,
dudes.
No, no, no. That's they, the best part.
They were held at bay by...
Yes, a samurai defeated the sex ninjas.
Yes.
Wait.
But they're not sexy, so they're not sex ninjas. Let's drop
okay,
that title.
Okay, I was envisioning it like that person with the sword took it away from the ninjas.
No, that was apparently in the house already.
What?
No, they took a stun gun with them.
They had a stun gun, and the reason they are sex ninjas is because they were having an affair, it sounds like, with this gentleman.
Really? I thought they were just going out because of the polygamist.
No. So here's how we can tell.
Okay.
So, there was a man, and he is having sex with two sex ninjas.
Okay.
This man is implicated in a rape trial.
Okay.
Now another gentleman...
Who was the one implicating him.
Was a witness in this trial. So the sex ninjas were going to detain that man so he could not... continue
testify.
And get his testimony
okay.
against their lover, the
yeah,
rapist.
They did not, they
the
did,
alleged rapist.
But they are very bad at planning.
Yes.
They didn't count on the cock-blocking samurai.
Right.
Cock-blocking samurai. Great honor! Sorry, a little samurai spirit in me. Carry on.
What I want to know is who was the samurai's game. Master? Or was he Ronin?
He's Ronin. Straight up Ronin. Anyway like that is straight up Ronin.
No, because this was the second individual.
Oh.
I'm fairly certain his master was the man.
That was killed by the sex ninjas.
That was attempted.
It was a clan warfare. Oh my god.
Holy shit. This is like polygamous clan warfare?
Yes.
Did
oh
you say
god.
Clan or clam?
Well.
it works either way.
It's clan, clam, clan or warfare.
Is that what the KK stands for?
Sure.
Clan clam warfare?
Yeah, clan warfare. See,
so just out of curiosity, if we were to fight on your behalf, would it be Chan warfare?
Yes,
exactly. See, because like you know, the guy on the in court is the inner sphere guy, and they're just part of the outer clan people. Fighting.
So, and then if we were to then take one of the dildo cremated things, because that would be a modified urn, that would be a modded urn warfare.
Wow.
Okay. Warfare.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
Holy shit.
High five.
Oh, God, the puns.
If their husband was named Charlie, that would have been, like, perfect if he dispatched them. Charlie's Clan.
Wait, Clans? Is that, like, a space, like, for...
No, and he told him to come... Because like, Charlie actually told him to come in a 95 and a, 95 and a 40. They were Charlie's angles.
So what I really want to know is once they have kids, and then those kids have kids, will they be the Clan Gam Gams?
Steven, after you take your sandals off, the idea was for you to not shuffle them around. Not to put your feet on top of them and continue shuffling them.
What the fuck don't you understand about minimizing noise?
My movement is killing Chang!
My movement! Oh, God. Every time I yell, he coughs.
Minimize noise, save Chan.
But yes, they would be the Clan Gam Gam.
You need some water?
Derpy Show.
Joe's lack of internet security makes me so frustrated. He's like, I'll just log on to my account so you can look at the things that are in my cart on the account that has all of my credit card information saved to it. I'm like, I'm not going to do anything wrong, but it's just weird that you're just like, I'm just going to log it into your computer and save the password.
You can
probably fish pretty hard, too. Although, Emily knows my email password, which I was like, oh, okay.
I know all of Joe's password.
Sometimes it's capitalized.
No! I love the combination of singular and plural.
Let me guess, is it a dictionary word? Can you, like, find it in the dictionary?
Plus a number,
great.
Oh, well, it's not the brand of computer he has, which is what I thought.
Oh, it's the brand of computer he used to have. Yes!
Frank Packard something! What's think of the demographic with
Dell 1?
Now, let's give him a little more credit. Dude, you're getting a Dell 1.
That or Packard Bell or something, you know?
Compact 1.
Sometimes it's one number, sometimes it's that number repeated.
Okay, so he makes it longer than 8.
Regardless, you always get 5 shots before it locks you out. You can get it.
Derpy Show.
So Sex Ninjas at my front door. Better get my samurai sword.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Makes sense.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right, so glass dildo.
It sounds like a ballad.
Okay, it does. It's got to be in a minor key.
It better not be in a minor
key. The tea that I just coughed into myself was really unhappy about that.
No! The key!
What's that
song of honor?
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. As listener-supported entertainment,
we rely on you to keep this and other
shows on the Nerdy Show Network
alive by telling a friend, rating
and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at
the Nerdy Show store, or directly
donating to the network.
Any size contribution gets you
exclusive Nerdy Show audio and
images and lets you participate in our
monthly support drives. Just go to
nerdyshow.com/support to chip in.
To find out how you or your company can
underwrite this or other Nerdy Show
programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorship. For more episodes of Derpy Show as
well as other fine programs,
community forums, videos, articles,
and more, head over to nerdyshow.com.
You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show
Network podcasts via the iTunes store.
And for the latest news, follow us on all
your favorite social networks.
Geeky programming for
all nerds across the multiverse.
Hungry like the wolf?
I know we've done Hungry Like a Wolf.
Yeah, I feel like we did Hungry.
100% sure.
I'm turning Derpanese. I don't know. Is that early 90s or late 80s?
Turning racist either way.
He's talking about masturbation. That's what the song's about.
You haven't been here for the rest of the episode. We've been totally racist here. This whole episode.
Yeah,
well, because you didn't have Joe.
Yeah, we went from zero to Asian racism in 3 seconds.
We overcompensated a little bit.
That void. We filled that void.
I feel like you filled the void more than the rest of us, though.
Oh, the way they took it further. Oh, God, feeling voids. Yep. Hey, it's what it do.
Back to the Orifister? Is that where you're filling the voids?
Orphobancy.
Well, we decided. Okay, so did you see the article we posted about the dildos with remains? Well, if an artificer makes artifacts, and this is kind of like an artifact that goes in an orifice.
Is it Orifister?
Does an Orifister make it?
I wonder if Orifister is a Tumblr name,
Lay claim to it quickly!
I think that's Mike Wall, one of the ghosts.
To the internets!
Quickly!
I am still pissed off at you, Tony, for giving Joe the answer to how do you get a domain.
I know!
I still want to punch you about
it. I wanted him to go on further and just say,
now and then, when I hear that show, it makes me a waiter that special, though. And if I stay too long, I probably break down and die. Wow, sweet Derp of mine!
I thought you knew it AC/DC.
I thought he was doing AC/DC too.
Thunderstruck!
He did that.
No, I caught
that. Fucking Derp! I got the herb!
She's got derps of the herpiest words.
What is it called?
Derpy Show!
Okay.
Derp cheap.
Derpy D's. Dun derp cheap. Derpy D's and the dun derp cheap. Derpy D's down the dun derp cheap. Down. So bad.
But hit me with
the best part is that we're never going back to redo these. So if it's false starts of them are terrible.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.